From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. New York State of Politics reports that New York Assembly Republicans spoke out January 31st at the state capitol against the possibility of 5 prison closures in the state this year. Governor Kathy Hochul's new budget proposal would allow the state to close up to 5 correctional facilities with 90 days' notice. Republican Assemblyperson Chris Teague, who represents Greene and Schoharie counties, said, and I quote, "These proposed actions will only worsen the safety and security of our communities, other inmates, corrections, and civilian employees that work and live within our prison system," end quote. The closures could also save $77 million in the 2025 fiscal year and $128 million in the following year, according to the State Division of Budget. State officials say that since there are fewer prisoners now, they need fewer prisons. But that means fewer jobs. Randy D'Antonio, vice president of the New York State Public Employees Federation, said, and I quote, "Staffing is a problem in every agency across the state, but instead of proposing closures, why don't we propose ways to bolster recruitment and retention," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Mid-Hudson News reports about the June Democrat primary election between incumbent Assemblyperson Dee Dee Barrett and Claire Cousin, a City of Hudson representative on the Columbia County Board of Supervisors. Cousin has been a longtime critic of Barrett's lack of action on affordable housing issues and wants the votes from the 106th Assembly District to move to the left. Cousin said, and I quote, "I'm running to be an organizer in office who will work with people inside and outside of Albany to pass transformative legislation on housing, climate, and education. I am a working class person, a tenant, a local legislator. I am a mother of 3 kids who live in this district and who are growing up in this district," end quote. In a recent story about being endorsed by Columbia County Democrat Party Chair Sam Hodge and Dutchess County Democratic Party Committee Chair Michael Dupree, Barrett said, and I quote, "Addressing the affordable housing crisis is one of my highest priorities," end quote. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Porcupine Soup reports that electrical trades, education careers, and firefighting courses will be added to the Questar 3 BOCES Career and Technical Education programs for the 2024-2025 school year. Questar 3's BOCES Associate Superintendent Dr. James Niedermeyer said, and I quote, "We're constantly listening to what our local job market is seeking," end quote. Questar 3 already offers an EMT program, and the firefighting class will be a 1-year complementary program with that. Questar 3 is also discussing the cosmetology, criminal justice, and culinary arts by adding additional sections. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 update. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.